Here we are again, podcast land, me, Curry Glassell, with my new podcast coming to you from podcast land or Podbeam land. So welcome everybody to Gems with Curry. So today, what are we going to change today? Did you even consider that you could change your entire reality in 10-second increments? Whoa, that's actually an access consciousness point of view. And I kind of like it because it works for me. If it works for you, please use it. So what do I mean by that? It seems like I'm talking gibberish or part Martian or something. So what I mean is, have you ever had a thought, a feeling, an emotion that stopped you from doing something you truly wanted to do? Have you ever had come to a conclusion, had a judgment, made a decision, or computed, I'm going to use the big word that everybody loves these days, computas. Have you ever computed in your head that having a relationship with this person was actually not a good idea? Or have you ever concluded, I'll give you an example of my conclusion. So my conclusion growing up was because my parents were more mean than they were nice, I concluded that rich people were all mean. So it may be obvious to you all that that isn't true. But for me, as a kid growing up, that conclusion became my reality. That one conclusion I had began to work its way into my life and living. And what it did was it stopped me from receiving, and it stopped me, well, it stopped me from receiving all the rich people that I knew. It stopped my receiving of lots of money. It stopped all my interactions with all the wealthy people I knew for many, many, many years. Because let me ask you this. If you have that conclusion that all rich people are mean, so are you going to go to the movies with a mean person? Are you going to have dinner with a mean person? Are you going to sleep with a mean person? Well, not intentionally. Are you going to be part of a group that a rich / mean person is creating? Are you going to join their clubs? Are you going to participate in anything that comes your way? No, you're not. And I didn't. And I took myself out of that wealthy environment because I had decided all rich people were mean. That was not my brightest move. And fortunately, I did change that point of view. It took me a while, though. It took me a long freaking while to change that point of view because, first of all, I had to acknowledge I had that point of view. And I actually didn't know. I was stupid, and stupid in the sense that I was unaware. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about stupidity. Stupid and stupidity is, when I talk about it, it's not about being dumb. It's not about lack of education. It's about a willingness to be unaware of something that can create or destroy your life, your living, and your future. I willingly chose to walk away from the wealthy crowd. I willingly chose to basically put my own foot in my mouth. I willingly chose to seek a life outside of that realm. So what occurred is when I recognized that that one conclusion was not working for me, then and only then could I destroy and uncreate that point of view and look at what would I really like for the rest of my life. Well, what do I like about being rich? What do I like about rich people? Are there actually any rich people that are nice? Well, in fact, there are some rich people who are nice. There are some rich people who are kind. And what I also found by going into the world of the not so rich is that there are lots of poor people that are unkind. There are lots of poor people that are mean and nasty. There are lots of poor people who would steal the shirt off your back and put it on their back and walk away and not think twice. what I began to recognize and realize, and it was really about 20, 25 years ago, was that my point of view actually created the situations in my life, which meant if I was creating my life from the decisions, from the thoughts, from the conclusions, from the computating that I was doing, then if I changed or undid my decisions, if I changed or undid my computations, I would begin to create a different future. Holy, holy moly. So this is where I began. And as I was talking to my creative producer earlier about this podcast, and I was really so happy with where we're going with this. And I woke up this morning wondering, do all of you guys out there who's listening to me, do you actually know that you can change your current reality? You can change your current financial reality. You can change your current family reality. You can change your current work reality. You can change the way you relate to everyone in the world by asking a question, by making a different choice. Whether it's a small choice or a big choice, doesn't really matter. Let's just get you moving. Let's get you making some choices. Let's get you looking at what would I like to have differently. Let's look at the very first thing would be, do you believe in God, I guess? We can start there, because I grew up having God forced on me for most of my young life, basically from six on when I moved households from one family to another, and I moved from the north to the south, God became a big part of life. I mean, there was prayers at every meal. You know, you blessed your food. You called on this big being thing, person called God, and you asked him to help you. Well, me being the sort of learner, seeker person I was, I actually ended up reading the Bible, and I ended up studying it, and I got a minor in theology. And what I found out, much to my surprise, is that one of the big themes that goes through the Bible is God gave man free will. Now, some of you are like, oh my God, I can't believe she's talking about religion. Well, I wanted to look at the beginnings of where I denied free will, or where I chose free will, or where I even heard about free will. Because if you're aware that we were given as beings on this planet, whether you're religious or not, that we came here and we have free will, either by choice or by being given, we still have free will. God gave you free will, or you chose free will. Either way, there's a choice. So what I'd like to do in this next series of podcasts is talk about this free will business, or free willy. You know, that was a kind of a cool movie too. But anyway, I digress. So free will or choice. So whatever it is, are you willing to look at choice as a possibility for you today, right now? If you have choice, really, really have choice, what would you like to choose differently? I could think of 25 things I'd like to choose. But what if it wasn't about fixing yourself? I have spent basically the past, I want to say, 40 years, my motivation for living and moving forward was that I had something that was fixed, that I needed to fix, that I needed to fix myself. And I read every self-help book you can imagine that I could find. I'd go to the library, or I'd go to the, actually not so much to the library when I got older, I'd go to Barnes & Noble, which was one of my favorite places to hang out. I'd get a coffee, and I would go look in the self-help section and go, okay, what do I need to fix today or this week or this month about me? Because I kept in my mind, I had decided that when I fix myself, I'll have a better life. I'll have a happier life. I'll have more friends. I'll have more money. I'll have more joy. I'll have more fun. Okay, guess what? I'll have, here's the big one. I'll have the respect or the acknowledgement from my family. Well, that never fucking happened. So I had to take a look at, oh my gosh, maybe I need to change something here. So do you need to change something? Do you need to change your striving to fix yourself? Because what if you're not broken? What if there's nothing to fix? What if there's only things you can learn or things you can do differently? So I'm going to leave you guys today because I'm running. My producer's telling me I'm running on 10 minutes. So this is a little bit of a longer podcast, but I'd really like for you to look at, what if you weren't broken? What if you didn't need to fix anything? What if you truly could just acknowledge you have choice, whether it's you're religious and you have free will and it's a gift of God and you're super happy about it? Are you actually using that gift? Are you creating changes from choice and that free will gift? If you're not religious, would you be willing to acknowledge you still have choice? You were given choice. You were given choice. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? So what are you going to do with it? So everything that doesn't allow you to have joy in choosing today and every day, now and in the future, would you destroy and uncreate anything stopping you and stopping that path for you? Become your own pocket pod. Be the person who chooses and creates more for your future. And everything that doesn't allow that, right, wrong, good, and bad, pocket pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Oh yes, there we are again with the totally crazy, crazy clearing statement that can change the energy of your life. So we will talk more about that. Please feel free to send in questions. We'd love to have them. Love to hear from you and really love talking with you guys. Hope to meet you someday. Okay. Bye-bye for now.